Welcome to Durango Digs. This is Jack Llewellyn, and again, you're listening to AM 1240 KDGO as well as 98.3 FM. And chamber stuff, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Quick plug, don't forget, Leadership of Plata. Applications are due the 31st, and that is coming up very quick. So I encourage people to check out the application because there are essay questions, and you got to do a little homework. Speaking of homework, we have Susan Hackinson from the Durango Adult Education Center. You're joining me via Zoom. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. Thanks for having me on again. It's great to talk to you.
Absolutely. No, you are very busy this time of year because right around the corner, you also have graduation coming up on the 31st.
We do indeed. We have graduation in Durango on May 31st. You're welcome to join us. It's at 6 o'clock at the Rec Center in Durango. And it's always a fun event to celebrate our graduates. And then on June 1st, we're doing a graduation ceremony in Cortez at the Turquoise Raven Gallery, downtown Cortez. So it's very exciting. And we will have over 30 graduates this year, not all attending the ceremony or graduating right now. We're testing again tomorrow. We're just at the end of our semester. So we may have 32. That's what I'm hoping for. We have graduating right now. We have about 17 students, and that'll be a mix between Durango and Cortez.
Well, and what an accomplishment. You know, I think I read something in the paper too, working with La Plata County Jail, and someone graduated recently while over there. That's awesome.
Yeah, we love that. We do operate the program, the GED program in the La Plata County Jail. And that's a wonderful program. We've had 3 graduates out there this year, and it's always great to see. Currently, we have about 20 students out there. And so that's a part of what I fundraise for, is to help increase some teacher hours out there at La Plata County Jail, because right now we don't have enough paid hours out there to see everybody even once a week. So it's a really great program, and we're really excited to be out there at the jail. And we love being here. We've been here 36 years this year and serving the whole Southwest region with GED and also ESL. You know, we don't have graduation ceremonies per se for our English as a second language students, but we do have parties, and we've had a lot of students this year. Our numbers are back up to almost pre-pandemic levels. And that's really exciting. We have students, I think the last I looked, we'd had students speaking 15 different languages come through this year. So it's pretty exciting.
That's always amazing to me, because I know we've talked about the different languages, you know, and I think of, you know, Spanish, of course, and, you know, some of the more common, but you have 15 different languages. That's a wide variety of individuals from all over the world here.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's really fun between our GED program and our ESL program. You know, our lunchroom is a very interesting place. It's very exciting. I do really invite people to join us to celebrate the graduates on May 31st in Durango or June 1st in Cortez. Just look us up on our website. You can always do that at durangoadulted.org. And just look for times but they'll both be at 6 o'clock. It'll be easy to remember.
Yeah. So. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, with the fundraising, before we went on air, you talked about a fundraiser coming up, and it's, I'm going to call a, you know, kind of like a fun run, a little competition. What's going on, and when is that?
Well, that should be a lot of fun. So a lot of people don't realize that Durango Adult Education Center is a complete nonprofit. We don't get any direct funding through the state. We write grants and we fundraise. So we really rely on our friends and our donors and our neighbors here in the Durango region. So our second annual, The Fast and the Curious, is going to happen on June 24th. The race starts at 8 a.m. We're going to have both a 5K and a 10K. People are welcome to run, or they're welcome to walk if they choose. We're going to do it out and back. So we start at Santa Rita Park, which, you know, is lovely right there on the river this time of year. And by June 24th, I'm sure the river will still be a pretty impressive. And we're going to go north on the river trail. And it's just going to be a turnaround. So we'll have aid stations up on the river trail. and folks will turn around. We really wanted to encourage people to run and to get out or walk, because that getting that good cardiovascular exercise is great for your brain health. It's great for education purposes, because we all want to keep sharp through our entire lives. And it's important to keep your health up and to keep your exercise up for brain health. But this race has a twist. And so the twist is the fast and the curious. So you can run the race and come back in. We'll have a quiz at the end of the race. If you choose to take the quiz is made up of questions from the GED test as well as the citizenship test, which we help people get through. And any correct answers you have on the quiz will take time off your run. So you may not come in first, but you may win because you have the best score on the quiz.
Oh, so I'm curious, fastly curious. Again, this is coming up on June 24th, 8 a.m., Santa Rita Park, 5K, 10K. But do you have any sample questions? Because, you know, I always look and think, I don't even know if I could pass the test, you know, for citizenship.
You know, Jack, I didn't come prepared with a sample question. I'm sorry to say, I will put one on the website. You know, last year, or the last time we did the race, we were unable to do it last year. So it was 2 years ago. Almost everyone who ran the race took the quiz. And it was quite fun. What I really got a kick out of is watching people kind of be startled that they couldn't necessarily answer the citizenship questions. You know, anybody who's familiar with that, there are a potential of there's 100 questions. They don't ask all of them, but you have to be prepared to answer them. Yeah. And I think most of us probably wouldn't get all of them right. So so we'll have samples of those as well as questions off the GED. Now, the GED is, you know, it's a strenuous test. It's the test is based off the standards that high school students have to know. And, you know, it's four tests that that quiz you about everything you're supposed to walk out of high school knowing. So it's a strenuous test.
Absolutely. And to register for the run on the 24th, people, I assume, go to your website. And how much is registration and what is the deadline?
Well, we'd like the deadline to be June 19th for registration. So we would love to have people signed up. We have a fair number already signed up, so that's great. There are posters around town, but you can go to our website at DurangoAdultEd.org. You can also jump on our Facebook page, Durango and Cortez Adult Education, and sign up and find the sign up information there. We really would love to have people sign up a little bit early so we can prepare for the numbers. We'll be doing packet pickup that from the 19th through to the 24th for people who aren't local. And we'll do some packet pickup the morning of as well for people who maybe are coming in from out of town. But it's easy peasy to sign up, and everything, all of the proceeds go to helping run Durango Adult Education Center.
And how much is registration again?
It's $35 and $45. So depending on which race you sign up for. I would like to also thank our sponsors, if I can. Alpine Bank is always a generous sponsor for local events. And Alpine Bank is helping us out this year. Ohana Physical Therapy is gonna show up and run the race, but also is one of our sponsors. So that's exciting. Durango Spine and Sport has one of our sponsors. And Summit Fitness. And so I'm very excited to have all of them. They're going to be there the morning of the race. And they've been very generous with us to help us put on this event.
Right. And again, if you're like me and not much of a runner, but want to get out and support the Durango Adult Education Center, certainly get signed up, you know, and even by walking, maybe you can get all the answers to the questions and drop your time down a little bit. So
absolutely. Yeah. And come and walk it. I mean, it you know, hopefully it's one of our beautiful June mornings, and just take a nice walk along the river trail and enjoy some treats and some snacks. And we'd love to have folks join us.
Well, and I love your idea, you know, the whole mind, body, spirit type of approach, and just, you know, getting out and things I've been through recently, I'm so excited, and we'll take our health for granted. I'm going, okay, it's time to get out, start doing more hiking and just even walking along the river trail. You know, part of my quote, you know, rehabbing and all of that from the back last year to other things this year. I'm really appreciating being able to just get out and walk in our beautiful area. And there's so many wonderful trails that you can go on. And what a great way, too, to support the Adult Education Center, because that is something that is so needed in our community. I also, let's talk a little bit about some of the courses, because I know I am not very good with Excel. I can do just enough, but what are some of those classes that are offered through the Adult Education Center that maybe people don't realize?
Well, along with our core classes, which are the GED classes and then the ESL classes, we do some community ed. And so we do have Spanish classes. We have a new teacher who we've just brought in, who's a native Spanish speaker, and we'll be offering out some beginning Spanish classes. We have some adult conversational Spanish classes happening this summer that you can sign up for on the website. We also have offer from time to time things like Excel, beginning Excel or advanced Excel. And then what we ask is, oh, and we have computer classes as well. If people want to come in, and we have a really fabulous computer-based program that helps with lots of basic learning. And you can come in and work individually, or we can set you up on that, and you can come in when we have a group time, or you can use our computer lab if you need to, and just get a start on some of the basic computer things. But if you have a class that you want us to teach, come and ask us. Or if you have a class you'd like to teach, come and ask us. We've offered ukulele classes. We've offered all kinds of fun things. So right now on the website, mainly are our Spanish classes, conversational classes. Another thing that we have going on that I don't know if a lot of you know, we have a partnership with the Buell Foundation, and we have fabulous scholarships for people who are looking to go into early childhood education. So there's information about that on our website as well. So if you're looking to become a teacher in early childhood or a director, we have scholarships available, and we have a program to try and get people licensed in early childhood. So consider us and come and talk to us about that as well.
Well, and there's such a definite need for teachers, and I think there's a teacher shortage probably even nationwide, and I, you know, with especially since the pandemic. And what a great thing to do. And I know a lot of folks that will, you know, I've talked to that have said, you know, my second career, and you know, they fill in the blank, and what a great way to give back and make a huge impact on an individual's life. And we all know that when you say, okay, who's a mentor in your life, it's, I would say 80% of the time it's, and I just made that statistic up, but I would think it's a huge, huge percentage of mentors are teachers or coaches from when we were growing up. And what an opportunity to give back and, you know, for lack of words, pay it forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we definitely have a real need in this region, well, everywhere, for early childhood providers. So it's a great program.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
we've got to take a break here in just about a minute. So graduation is when for Durango and Cortez?
May 31st in Durango, June 1st in Cortez. Both events are at 6 o'clock. In Durango, it's at the Durango Recreation Center in those community rooms downstairs. And in Cortez, it's at the Turquoise Raven Gallery on Main Street.
Okay. And then the Fast and the Curious, when is that?
Fast and the Curious is June 24th at 8 a.m. We do encourage everyone to sign up early, and we need volunteers. If people would like to come out and volunteer and help us be race officials and help us at the finish line, we would love to have you. So you can sign up as well. And that would just be fun. It's going to be a really fun day.
And it's a 5K and a 10K, and you can register at Durango Adult Education Center website. And the website one more time.
DurangoAdultEd.org.
All right. Susan, could you stick around?
You bet. I'd love to.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Again, you're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO as well as 98.3 FM. We'll be back in just a few minutes, so stay tuned.